This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Sunday, August 14th. God's word for you today is Denying, Part 2. Our scripture reading is taken from Luke 17, verse 17 to 18. And it says, Jesus, didn't all 10 receive the same healing this fellow did? Where are the other 9? Was the only one who came back to give God praise an outsider? Yesterday, we found 2 out of 9. The one who listened to the voice of doubt and the one who said his miracle of healing was a coincidence. Third, the one who said, too little, too late. Unbelievable excuse, and it was what actually held him back. Proverbs 13 verse 12 says, hope deferred makes the heart sick. He felt that after all the years of hard praying and fasting, now, when so much time has passed, he said it was too little, too late. One man said to me, is it at this age that I'll be changing diapers? He and his wife had been trusting God for the fruit of the womb for decades. Then God answered their prayer. Shouldn't they rejoice? But the man did not, because according to him, his mate's children were in the university. That was what he was focusing on, and it choked his gratitude. Some people actually say, how come I'm just getting married, when I should have been with my spouse now for X number of years already? And like this man, we complain. It is too little, too late, and it drains our gratitude. Fourth, the man who perhaps said he is just doing his job. After all, he is the one people call the miracle worker, right? When a miracle worker does miracles, why does he need accolades? Unfortunately, many of us have this attitude towards our teachers, our doctors, our parents, or the police. We do not appreciate them as much as we should because we think they are just doing their jobs. Why should Jesus deserve any thanks? God just answered my prayer. What should he be doing anyway? Is answering prayers not his job? What is the big deal? Children do not appreciate their parents because they believe paying school fees is their job. Sometimes even between spouses, they do not appreciate each other because they feel the other person is just doing what he or she should do. Sometimes the wives do not appreciate their husbands for the roof over their heads and the food on their table. Is that not his job? Then she gets angry because he did not buy her flowers. Flowers? You have a car that is paid for. Every time you travel, it is paid for. You have a roof over your head, food on your table, and clothes on your back. And you are angry because you do not have flowers? There is only one word for that: ungrateful. Do not get me wrong. I am not saying that men should not be romantic. However, ingratitude has caused many problems that romance has solved in marriages. Again, I am not saying the flowers should not come, but if you are grateful, really grateful, your response will change. You will not go into depression because your husband did not buy you flowers. Your heart will be filled with gratitude. Imagine if your approach was to rub his head and appreciate him for how well he's taking care of you and the children. He will go and buy flowers. Appreciate your spouse. Let us pray. Father, you alone have my times and seasons in your hands. Thank you for showing up and answering my prayers. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.